I had a lady that called me from Australia about a year ago, not even a year, 10 months maybe. And she said, I've got $28,000 saved. That's my all my nest egg, $28,000. She came to my program in prophecy, the financial day in prophecy a few years ago. She started a savings program. She started out at about $100 a month and went up and saved more and more. And in these few years, she saved $28,000. And I said, fantastic, congratulations. She said, but Dr. DeMartini, there's a guy here that's a friend of mine who's told me that he can guarantee that I can get 15 to 20% in 1 year if I lend him the money or give him the money and he can invest it for me. And I said, go back to prophecy, reread pages, and do not give him anything because you're not in there. You're not in the league to play that game. And two, if you were to do it, don't ever give him more than 10% of your money, which is $2,800. And if you can't do the deal, what now? You can't get into the deal he wants for $2,800 to get away from the deal. Here's why. A little background. Anybody playing in hedge funds and in higher investment mutual funds and what you call master trust funds and things knows that anybody that's got some savvy about economics is not going to let you get into that investment with anything more than 10% of your portfolio. Because a person that knows how to manage money doesn't want somebody who can't handle volatility in that investment who's going to want their money out if it drops or goes up. So a lot of those investments won't even let you in unless you have a net portfolio of worth at least 10 times the amount that's the minimal amount that they'll let you in with. So if she's having to sell things and liquidate things and put all her eggs in one basket, it's foolish, guaranteed to lose her money. I told her, my advice, don't. You have been surrounded yourself by people talking about how much they're making. You're getting all elated about what they're doing. You're getting depressed about what you're doing because you're only making about 4 to 6%. But override the temptation to break strategy. Stick to a strategy. Stick to a methodical, predictable thing to take the emotions out and stick to a strategy. You will end up with more cash in the long run. Because there will be a time when those investments, you can afford the minimum amount that they need, you have the amount with your investments. If you want to take those risks, you've earned the right to the risk, you can put some money in there without any stress, because even if it went up or down, you wouldn't be stressed because it's less than 10% of your income, of your portfolio. How many are following what I'm saying here? It's better to take it step by step. By the inch, it's a cinch. By the mile, it's a pile. By the yard, it's hard. I don't know what rhymes with furlong and stadium and things. By the kilometer, it'll kill you a meter. But the point is, take it step by step. About 5 years ago, they did we got to see Bill Gates' personal wealth asset allocation. Did anybody get to see this? How all of his money was managed? Did you see this? The guy out of San Diego? Do you remember the ratios of where it was? Well, if I told you he had about $13 billion worth of cash, would that be inspiring to you? Now you'd think, well, he could afford to go into risk. Why would he need $13 billion in cash? Obviously, he needed 60 to 90 days of his company. He then had $27 billion in bonds. And then he had the rest of it in stocks, and most of those stocks were ones that were actually ancillary companies that helped Microsoft. So it was just selective. And he was very conservative, extremely conservative. Warren Buffett, the second wealthiest guy in the world, keeps it in bonds and stocks. Doesn't take a lot of risks. Sometimes deals with some currency, rarely. Very small portions. Most of it's in bonds and stocks. He's only interested in getting 4 to 6%. He'll tell you that in his textbooks. 4 to 6% is all he's interested in. I think you can get 8. I don't even shoot for higher than that. If I get higher than that, fine. I do a lot. But I'm only projecting things 8%. I want to set a reasonable objective that I can be certain about. Not exaggerate it, not minimize it, not deal with the volatilities, not elate myself or depress myself, just have a nice methodical projected thing that I think I can average from all my investments and run a projection on that. Forced automatic savings into a cushion account. I'm going to go from there in a minute. What's next? Now watch. Here's the next thing. How many of you had somebody who's tried to sell you insurance that gave you a projection, a whole life policy, a whole of life, WOL, I think they call them here, whole life policy, and gave you a projection of what the cash values would be in the future if you started investing it now? How many of you have seen one of those? And ran these numbers for 20 and 30 and 40 years until you're age 65. And at age 65, you saw tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in there, and you went, whoa, if I just do this, I'll be there. How many of you have seen that? And how many of you bought the policy because they ran those numbers, inspired you? Put your hands up if you think you probably that motivated you to probably buy the policy. Come on, put your hands up. I know it's a higher percentage of that. I've done this enough. Here's what I recommend you do. You have your automatic savings come in. It's a percentage. I try to do at least 10% or greater or less, but preferably 10% or more, or a minimum amount, whatever's greater. 10% or a minimum amount, whatever's greater. I then, immediately, once I've declared that and I've set that up, go, all right, from now on, that's what I'm doing. Guaranteed to do that amount. I then run on my calculator a projection. If I do that every single month, and I use compound interest, accrued interest, at 8%, where will I be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, until the day you anticipate your death? And I run that projection out. Just do a calculator at 8%. You can do a natural log E and do it. And you just go, or just multiply it by 8% each time you do it. Just keep going out for so many years or so many months. And run the number and do a chart of where you'll be, again, 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, however long you intend until you think you're going to die. You might as well tell yourself when you're planning on dying. Right? You say, all right, I'm going to live to 100. And by the way, you might as well plan to 100 because it's probable that you might live to 100. Some of you might. I'd rather plan economically to at least 100. If I died at 90, at least I've got the money for the other. If I died at 104, well, I ran out of money. I have to maybe pick up a nice chick on another young chick or something. My wife might have to tell me that. She told me, she says, look, if I die before you, I want you to go find somebody else. I said, look, if you die before me and I'm 100, I'm planning on getting 520s.